Once in a blue moon, you meet a person who changes the course of your life. By all accounts from friends I had before the lightning, I used to believe in a random universe, that whatever meaning we find in this life is just something we make up to help us survive. But ever since that fateful day, I've thought differently. Not that I believe in God necessarily, but after considering it a while, I think maybe meaning and music are related in some way. They're both about sensing patterns, right? The reason I say this is because the day the lightning kicked that sonic dimension of my brain into overdrive, my life suddenly grew almost as meaningful as it did musical, to the point where even though I suffered great memory loss and I couldn't even recognize loved ones, the idea that the lightning could have taken something away from me rarely occurred. Think about it. Even people who say everything happens for a reason still call events that take something away from them accidents. But the lightning gave me something, so why would I call it an accident? Zara and I were about to have a mind-altering, almost psychedelic experience together. Where might such an intense cosmic communion occur, you might ask? On what celestial plane? I will tell you. It was at my dentist's office.
Hey, don't throw me under your yellow submarine bus, whatever the hell.
I'm not blaming anyone. Anyway, the point is, after this event, there wasn't a soul on Earth who could convince me it was an accident.
Ugh, this darn thing. I can make the train run, or I can make it choo-choo, but it won't do both at the same time.
Hey, where did you learn how to sew?
I don't understand.
What do you see here?
Five blue shirts.
Well, which one is which?
Is this a riddle? They're all the same.
You see five identically boring engineer blue shirts.
Yes.
This is the SeaWorld shirt. You wore it when we went to SeaWorld, and when they let you feed the dolphins, one of them nipped your cuff. So this one is frayed at the cuff. That's how I know. This is the moving shirt. When you told me you were being transferred to Portland and I flipped my shit and spilled wine and I drop landed on the belly of the shirt and I never quite got it out. This is the new one I bought 4 months ago when I accidentally burned your previous shirt while watching TV. It looks crisper than the others and yet the fifth button was resewn. And it's a revelation to me that you sew.
Well, now you know. I didn't want to bother you with it, so I did it myself.
Let's see it. If you can't do it, then take it to your cutie and let her sew it.
Zara, please. How does any man have time for a wife and a side cutie and on top of that time for meaningful things like fixing their trains?
Saniva was right. She said,
a man would string you along and betray you.
Now look at you with your string and your secrets. I'm going on errands. Don't come.
As I left my dentist's office, a woman hopped on the elevator at the same time as me. We didn't recognize each other at first as having met, or almost met, the previous day at Sunova's house. The thing is, I was wearing these special prescription sunglasses that helped me to muffle all the musical cross-chatter in my brain. So I didn't see her clearly. And she didn't see me because her back was to me and because she was focused on this big cardboard box she was carrying. I took my glasses off for a sec to clean them when...
Ground floor.
The power died.
Oh, gosh, no. Damn it.
Oh, boy. I quickly put my glasses back on because I don't really know why. Maybe I was a little superstitious. Like, could I have caused this? I thought to myself. Stranger things had happened. Admittedly, even though I didn't recognize her, I did see enough of her to be intrigued. Hi, I'm James. What's your name?
Zara.
That's pretty. And what does it mean?
God is watching.
Are those animal crackers? I haven't had one of those in ages.
Would you like one?
I would, but I just left the dentist. You know what? I think I would like one anyway. Thank you. No, you're putting so much thought into choosing the right cracker. I'm touched. Oh, a donkey. Thank you, Zara.
He ate the cookie.
What's that?
Nothing.
You know that feeling when you leave the dentist and they've given you that anesthetic and you're saying something like, "Hi, how are you?" But inside it feels like you're saying, "Mwah, mwah, mwah." I love the colors of your hijab.
The colors are for Allah.
I heard that there's a movement in Iran where men are wearing hijabs as a show of solidarity. I think that's very cool. Hey, Zara, check it out. I got you. Look.
That's a very bright scarf for such a white man. Very fetching. You know you have enough fabric for a whole niqab.
What's a niqab?
It's like a hijab except everything but your eyes is covered.
Oh, so this is your way of getting me to stop talking. I see.
No. Oh, yes. There you go. Very nice.
This is all I needed right now. More cotton to talk through. So, is Dr. Shandio your dentist too?
He's my dad. He has trouble fasting towards the end of Ramadan, so I'm taking his candy and donating it.
Oh, so that's why I didn't get a blow pop today. And it explains the animal crackers.
Oh, no. Animal crackers are just my thing.
Hey!
What is it?
You were at Suniva's house yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yes, that was me. That was you.
Oh, gosh. Now I know why you looked so familiar yesterday.
Why?
You're the man who was struck by lightning.
Thank you. for the hassle, folks. You can come on out now.
Anyway, bye.
Bye? I wanted to find out more about Zara, the source of this crazy music, but I was too buzzed to stop her from leaving. Oh, Zara! You forgot your animal crackers. I guess more for me. Wait, what the hell? When I opened the box of animal crackers, I noticed she'd bitten the heads off of all of them and just left them in the box. Who the hell bites the heads off of their animal crackers and just leaves them in the box? Decapitated.
Requiem aeternum, furry friends. What the...
Oh my gosh. Sir, are you okay?
What?
You fainted. What? I can call a doctor if you like.
Where's your song?
Excuse me?
You're so close up. I should hear your song.
I'm going upstairs to the clinic to get someone.
No need.
Do you know what day of the week it is?
Oh, it's Thursday.
Yes, that's good.
No, it's not good. He's gonna lose her.
What?
The fire-breathing psychic sommelier. He's gonna lose her.
Are you talking about yourself in third person? My cousin did that. 2 weeks later, he was calling himself Dr. Moreau and said we were all his pygmy half-breeds. Sorry, I'm talking to you like we're on a date or something. Hey, where are you going?
Hey, Martin. Listen, I'm gonna need another couple of days.
What? Why? I need to get my things as soon as possible. She sent me a photo of one of my stuffed animals with its ear slightly singed.
Okay, just one more day, please.
She said that was a threat, that she might burn my stuffed animal.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, talk soon.
Psst. Incoming white dude.
Zara! Hi! So good to see you.
You know him?
No, I don't know. Go back inside.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I was just coming to drop off some new animal crackers for you, but here you are.
Bro, you were just going to creep up into my mosque with all this whiteness and leave me cookies?
Yeah, in case you needed a break from your fast.
Dude, fasting's over.
Oh, so Ramadan's over. Well, Eid Mubarak. Hey, is it true that Eid al-Adha is like a crossover between Christianity and Islam? Like about Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac?
So what, did you wiki Islam before coming here?
No, I just read that somewhere and thought it was interesting. You don't often hear about the similarities between the two religions. Or at least I don't.
Honestly, I've had my fill of the mosque today.
Need a ride?
Just a sec.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm calling my father's office to check up on you. Hi, Shiza. It's Zara. May I speak to Khadija, please?
Khadija?
Thanks.
She's the one who models?
Shh. Hi, Khadija. Zara.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Yeah?
Do you recall a client named James Frost?
Yeah, I remember James, yeah.
Does he stare?
Oh, it's so funny you ask that.
Huh, it's so funny I asked that. Yes, Khadija, please do tell.
Yeah, because sometimes he wears dark sunglasses in the office, which I thought was like downtown creep city. But then I learned they're actually prescription. And no, when he doesn't wear them, he never stares. No, Wolf. I'll pop on the Khadija meter.
Okay, thanks, Khadija. Bye.
You know, you didn't have to take all the candy.
Bye.
Well?
I like to bite off their heads.
Feels good to be bad sometimes.
So, you write songs based on people's vibes or something, right?
Yeah, but to be honest, I haven't been hearing anything lately. Except when I'm around you. Crazy, right?
Since the elevator? And you think I have something to do with it?
I don't know, but I can hear it again now, so maybe? What about you? How do you spend your time?
I write children's books.
Oh, fantastic. I'd love to read one sometime. Can I hear, like, a summary of one?
He wanted more than a summary.
What's that?
It's right here on the left. My last one's called Dandelion. It's about a young woman who asks her lover if he will marry her. He says he will, but only if she brings him on foot a dandelion from a town 6,000 miles away. She tries her best, but along the way, she sees people who need help. And every time she stops to help, she loses a dandelion seed. When she finally reaches her fiancé and hands him an empty stem, she cries, feeling like a failure. He hugs her, stares into her eyes, and says, "Look, you have dandelions for eyes," meaning for every seed she lost by helping others, Allah drew a flick of grief in her eye. And now she's become a more beautiful soul. Her fiancé says, "I'm not worthy of your love, but will you have me anyway?" And she marries him, even though he's not great shakes.
Wow, that's beautiful. I like how it teaches kids the real meaning of love, as opposed to the fairy tale version.
You should know now, I can never be with you.
Even if I bring you a dandelion?
I'm married. But you're welcome to bring me a dandelion if you want. Or other gifts.
Oh yeah? Like what?
I don't know. Get creative. It would be fun to pretend this is a past life to a future one where we get to be lovers. And the gifts would be like paying it forward.
Interesting.
She thought he was strange, but also hot.
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
Okay, so gifts.
Yes. Oh, but you can't mail me gifts. So you have to leave them on my hookah balcony. You see up there?
Your hooker balcony?
Hookah. Hookah.
Oh, hookah. Like as in weed?
Yeah, as in weed.
Okay. 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 So definitely not hooker. I just want to be sure. Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay. Okay. Because when I go to mosques to pick up chicks, that is not at all the expected outcome for me.
I promise.
Okay. Just hang on one sec. I'm calling Khadija.
Stop it, you stupid. So, there is this big planter up there on my hookah balcony you can hide your gifts inside of.
Okay, let me get this straight. I, in this lifetime, scale that ominous tree to bring gifts to your balcony.
Yeah.
In the hopes that these acts of courtship will echo across the chasm of time.
Chasm of time, yeah.
And result in us having a future date eons from now.
Yes.
And I get nothing, aside from maybe a slip disc.
Yes.
Maybe lumbar, L1,
L4. L4, L5. Those discs are in style this year, yeah.
Ooh, I'm hearing my client's song even more clearly now. Do you mind just sitting here for a minute while I write something down? Just in case it goes away when you leave.
Sure.
My instincts were right. For whatever reason, with Zara by my side, I was back in action.
Yes?
Hi, Suni. I have something very important to tell you. It will only take 5 minutes. May I come inside?
Are those cameras?
Speakers.
She's probably magic. She's probably magic. And far beyond any dove in a hat trick. She'll say it's nothing at all. But she's possibly, likely, presumably, feasibly magic. There's a 75% chance she's a fire dance. The aurora borealis of my sky heart. Is there any explanation that I'm spellbound other than presumably she knows some light witchcraft? She's possibly mojo, could feasibly be so, and far beyond any aura in her photo. She'll say it's nothing at all. She's possibly, likely, presumably, feasibly magic. I've seen the wonders she's shown to me. Felt her stardust flow through me. Known the luck she's bestowed upon me. Even when she denies it.
And there's a way she holds me so. The world could disappear.
She's probably the bubbles in the wine that make you dizzy. She's likely the tea leaves that you could see your future in. Is there any explanation that I'm spellbound, other than presumably she knows some light witchcraft? She's probably magic, she's probably magic, and far beyond any dove in a hat trick. She'll say it's not her doing at all. She's possibly, likely, presumably, feasibly, ostensibly, essentially, basically, practically magic.
I'm sorry for pushing you away.
Thank you for letting me in, Rain Man. Can we change the witchcraft line, though?
If you're surprised Martin could croon so well, here's the secret. If the song is true to you, you can pull it off. Although, when it came to Zara's song, all bets were still off. Because over the days to come, as it percolated in my brain, my life started to get more complicated. It's an unfair comparison and kind of gross, but in its unpredictability, it was kind of like a case of COVID. Gone one day, back the next, continually flipping random switches inside me, off and on. And yet, ultimately, it was an experience unlike any other. Because one night, Zara's ecstatic, monolithic chant would shift and swell into an all-consuming fire.
When your heart skips a beat, but your words keep skipping town, I'll track them down, I'll track them down. Skip tracer melodies, the melodies of lost and found.